Okay, so what you do, and then if you're working on it, try to ignore me. But you come in and you ask a question, do all count as less than six? Then you do a calculation. So you take whatever is in first num, whatever is in second num, add them together, and assign them to work answer. That means put it into work answer. Then you ask, is work answer greater than third num? And if it is, you do all the stuff that's true, else you do all the stuff that's false. The count equals count plus one is after the if, so it always gets done. And that's the end of the do, so I loop back and I go through it. Okay? I'm taking attendance today. This is validation week, enrollment verification. So if you have not emailed me, you better do it now or tonight, because that's how I figure out whether you're in the class or not, is emails that I've gotten from you. Tomorrow I have to drop people. So if I haven't heard from you, you don't exist. Okay, I'm taking attendance today just to add to my ammunition to say you're here, but I need you to send me an email if you haven't so that I know you exist. Yes.
And you know what?
I exist.
If you've been sending homework, is that fine?
Yes, if you've been sending homework, that's fine. I just need to have heard from you. There's four or five people in this class, not in this class necessarily. I've got about 90 people taking this course. And there's four or five that I've never heard from. I don't know they exist. And so they're going to be dropped tomorrow. I've sent them repeated emails saying, get in touch. They're not getting in touch, so they're going to be gone tomorrow. Because I don't know that they exist. So if one of you is here and you've been coming to class and just not sending me emails, then I don't know you exist if you don't send me emails.
So if you're an insert back, that means like part of your class,
pardon me?
Insert back, that means this is the enforces your own.
Yeah. You're supposed to get in touch with me once a week. Now, if you're doing homework on time, you're getting in touch with me by sending me homework. Because I give you homework every week. So anybody that's been giving me homework is in fine shape. But if you haven't been in homework and you haven't been emailing me, then you don't exist. Okay? It's as simple as that. Yes, now I'm finally over here.
Evelyn changed the
Yes, you change up the end. So as soon as you do that and it said add first number and what does it say? Add first number and send them number and what do you work answer? Work answer now becomes 75. Okay?
Okay.
the attendance sheet is coming around, be sure you write your name on it. No, I know that. That's why I think, you know, you have to get help now or it's going to get too late. Is everybody signed? Anybody come up with the answer? Somewhere in there is a mistake. Well, when I do it up here, watch where it goes and compare it with the numbers you have. And I think you'll find that you did something, you know, some basic math thing somewhere along the line was wrong.
I wrote down what every individual change in number.
All it does is prove the value of computers. They can take the right answers. Okay, I'm going to go over it, and I want to talk about a few things as I'm going over it. One thing is, this has a loop that says do it until count is less than six. When I set up a loop, I need three things. I need to set a control and give it a value, and I want to do that outside the loop. So I'm doing that right here, where I say count equals zero. I'm setting count to zero. Then inside the loop, I have to change the control. Because if I never change it, it will stay zero, and zero will always be less than six, and I'll keep doing this forever. So I need to change, and that's where I do the change. Okay? And then I need to check the control, because after all, that's its purpose, is to tell me when I'm done, and that's the check. So I'm starting count out at zero. I'm saying inside the loop, every time you go through this, add one to count. So count keeps growing, and eventually it will no longer be less than six. And the check that I want to make is I want to get out of here when count is no longer less than six. Okay? So that's the control of the loop that's going on in this program. Okay, so I'm going to start out, and I've got my memory variables, and I'm going to put something into them. And I'm putting that into first num, and then I've got second num, and I'm putting 50 into second num, and then I've got third num, and I'm putting 75 into third num, and then I've got fourth num, and I'm putting 100 into fourth num, and then I've got count. Let's see. I've got count, and it's a zero. I've got work answer, and it's starting out as a zero. And I've got the answer. And in lots of things, when you're working, the ones that are starting out with zero, you don't have to tell, because zero is usually, in most languages, the default thing. But the ones that have an initial value, I definitely need to set up. So those are my variables, and they're set up in memory. So now I'm saying, do all count this less than 6. So I check count and count 0, so I'm going into the loop. The first thing I do is say, make work answer equal to first num plus second num. So first num is 25, second num is 50. That gives me 75, and so the 75 is what I want to put into work answer. So I'm adding first num and second num, 25 and 50 are 75, and I'm assigning it to work answer. Then I'm saying, is work answer greater than third num? Is it?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay, they're the same. So the no means, what am I going to do?
The else.
The else. And the else says, take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back in first num. Take second num, add 10 to it, and put it back in second num. Take third num, add 10 to it, and put it back in third num. Now notice the difference between the top one, which said take first num plus second num and put it in the work answer. And this one that said take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back in first num. This top one, where I say first num plus second num equals work answer, just does a calculation. And it replaces whatever used to be in work answer with the new answer. First num equals first num plus 10 means take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back in first num. So that means first num is going to change and grow because I'm adding to it. So first num is going to keep growing and changing. So notice those two kinds of adds. Okay. So now I have finished here the if statement. The if statement is done. And so now I say add 1 to count. So count becomes a 1. And then I loop back. This end do doesn't mean stop the do loop. It simply means that's the end of the stuff that's in the do loop. So now go back and do the do loop again until count is no longer less than 6. So count is now 1, that's less than 6, so it goes in. First thing says take what's in first num, take what's in second num, add them together and put them in work answer. So what's work answer now? 95. Okay, and then I say, is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
Okay, 95 is greater, so it's greater. So what do I do now?
The if.
The if, because it's greater. We've already figured out, so we're doing the stuff right under the if. So what's the first thing we're going to do?
Well,
so that gives me 50, right?
Yeah.
And then take the first num and multiply it by 3. What does that give me?
105.
And then take the second num and subtract it from first num. First num minus second num. And put that answer in second num. So what does it become? 45. And you're watching me, right, Eric?
Yes.
And now I'm taking third num and multiplying it by 2. And so what does this become?
170.
Okay, then I drop out and I add 1 to count now up to two, and I loop back. Is count less than six? Yep, two is definitely less than six. Take first num and second num and add them together. So what am I putting in work answer now? 150. Okay, and then what do I do next? Is 150 greater than 170, is it? No. So what do I do? Add 10 to a bunch of stuff. So this becomes 115, this becomes 55, this becomes 180. Am I right still? Okay, and then I add one to count. Because I drop out of the if statement and I add one to count. Okay? So now I say do while count is less than six, and it is. So I go in, and now what's the work answer going to be? 170.
Still less than.
So, is work answer greater than third num? No. So I do what? Add 10. So I'm up to 125, 65, and 190. Okay? And then I add one to count. Okay? And I loop back. So, is count less than six? Yep. What is work answer now?
190.
Okay, so it's now 190. And is work answer greater than third num?
No.
They're the same, right? 190, they're the same, right? Did I make a mistake?
No.
No, okay. Huh? Okay, so they're the same. So what does that mean I do?
You just add 10.
Huh?
Add 10.
Add 10 to a bunch of things. Okay. And then add one to count. Okay, so is count less than six? Yes, it is. I am now got what in word answer?
210.
And I am now saying, is 210 greater than 200?
Yes.
Yes. So now what do I do? So I got 25 there. Which is?
330.
And what's the last one?
400.
Okay, so now I go down and drop out and add one to count. And I go back. Is count less than six?
No.
No. So I'm done. So that means I am done with the loop. So that means I come in right down here at the spot below the loop. Okay? So what does that tell me to do?
First number plus second number times third number.
So what do I do first? No. Order of operations.
Oh.
What happens first?
That's where I messed up.
Okay.
That's where I messed up. Yeah.
You multiply. So second num times third num. So I've got to multiply 330 by 400. So that gives me 132,000. Okay? So then I add in first num, which is 405, and I add in fourth num, which is 25. and I end up with 132, that is a zero, 430. And so I've got 132, 430, and that's what I display. Okay? Yeah, a lot of people get tripped up on, they don't notice that time sign in there. Okay? And multiplication beats out addition in the hierarchy. Okay, questions? Do you understand how it works? That's what I care about. I don't care whether you got the right answer. We have computers for that. I want to know if you understand how it worked. That's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Right, but does it make sense now?
Yes.
I haven't run through it. That's the important thing, is that it makes some sense now. Okay. Now we're going to look at practice continued. Okay. On this one, I am reading a file. Now, a file is the same thing as a table in Access. Although a file can be standalone, and a table is part of a database. But a file is got information on it. So looking at this file, basically, if I were in Access, I would have set up something and named it payroll. And I would have defined the first field as ID number, the next field as name, pay per hour, regular hours, overtime hours. So I would have defined five fields. And then I would have gone in and put in those four records in Access so that I would have the four records in my table. Now, what happens when you write to a file or a table? The system puts in an end of file indicator when you're done writing. Okay? And in some languages you tell it to, in other languages it just does it, whatever. But you have an end of file indicator there. And that EOF means end of file. So it's the end of file indicator, and it tells you that you're done with the file. So I am now going to look at the logic for processing those four records. Now, I could have and maybe should have put in memory variables up at the top right before the start. The memory variables I would have put in were the things I'm going to calculate. But since I'm setting them all to zero, I'm not actually required to list them in the pseudocode. And I wanted to keep this kind of simple, so I didn't do it. But I might have defined these three variables right below the start and said, regular pay is zero, overtime hours is zero, total pay is zero. Because those are the three things that I'm calculating here. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a record. And I'm reading the first record. And this is the initializing read. And it only reads the first record. All the other records are going to be read here. So all the other records are going to be read in the loop. But the initializing read basically gets me started. I do that first read just to have something to process, to get me started. From then on in, is right before I loop back, I read another record. Right before I loop back. So that I then can go and test. So, I'm saying, read the first record. And so I read it, and I now have in memory John Doe's information. Then I said, do while, not end of file. and it's not in the file because I successfully read a record. So I then drop in, and I said, is the overtime hours greater than zero? Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. So now I have to calculate his pay. So what is his regular pay?
40.
Hmm?
40.
His regular hours are 40. His pay per hour is 20. What is regular pay?
800.
800. Okay. 40 times 20 is 800. His overtime pay is pay per hour times overtime hours times 1.5. So what is his overtime pay? $300. And his total pay is what?
$1,100.
And that's the end of the if. And I then said display total pay. So I've got a screen and I'm writing $1,100 on it. Now, in reality, what would I probably write? I'd probably write an ID or a name and the $1,100. But I just displayed the $1,100. Okay, and it's anybody's guess who's going to get that paycheck. So it would probably make sense to write the name there, too. Okay. So at that point, after I display it, I say, read another record. So now I'm going to go up, and I'm going to read the second record. Okay? So I read the second record. I then go back to the do, which says do while not end of file. Okay? So I loop back to the do. That initializing read will never get looked at again because it's above the do. So I said do while not end of file. It's not end of file, so I go in. Is overtime hours greater than zero?
No.
No. So what do I calculate?
Total pay.
Total pay. And what is it?
$800.
Which is?
$1,000.
So total pay is a $1,000. Then it says display total pay. So I display it. And at that point, I'm going to go back and read another record. So I'm going to read that record. Okay, so I read that record. Is it end of file?
No.
No. So I'm going to say, is overtime hours greater than zero?
Yes.
Yes. So let's do the calculation. What's her regular pay?
$1,200.
30 times 40 is $1,200. What is her overtime pay?
$900.
30 times 20 is 600 times 1.5 is 900. So what is her total pay?
$2,100.
Okay. So then I go back and after displaying it, I read the next record and that's Bob Smith. So Bob Smith is, I ask the question, is it end of file? No. Is overtime hours greater than zero? Yes, they are. Overtime hours is greater than zero. It's 10. So what is Bob's regular pay?
1,050.
Huh?
1,050.
1,050. And what is his overtime pay?
450.
450. So what is his total pay?
$1,500.
And that's $1,500. So now I go back and I read another record, and the record that I read is that one. I read the end of file marker. So when it says do while not end of file, it is end of file, so where do I go? Stop. Okay. control here is the file. I am reading the file. So the control here is the file. And I am changing by doing successive reads. And my get out of here is when the end of file indicator has been set. So that gets me out. Okay. Questions? Yeah. It's going to be up on the smart board tonight. Okay. I will put it up this evening so you can see it on the smart board tonight. That's one of the reasons why I do the smart board, is so that you don't have to madly copy everything. Okay, your assignment is going to be this logic assignment. And if you look at this, this looks vaguely like what we've been doing today. You're going to do this problem and come up and tell me what the answer is. And just to help you out, I gave you some possible answers over there. And if it's not one of them, then you got it wrong. So keep trying till you at least get one of them. And those go on for a while, and then we come down here where I am reading a file. So this is like what we just did. I've set up a file that has 6 records on it, and I'm telling you to read the file and go through and do the processing. Okay? In the display, I'm saying display to order. And to order is something that you're calculating. So the answer to this should be 6 to order numbers. Because each time you go through here, you're displaying to order. And so you're going to go through it for 6 records. So there should be 6 answers for to order. Okay? On the next one, I have a module, and we're going to look at modules in a minute, but I wanted to just point it out here. In this one, what I did is I said, do while not end a file, and the next thing says, calc to auto with 2 parentheses after it. That means go and do the module. And so what I do is go down and do this module. And when I'm done with it, I return and continue on with the display. So what I've done there is take a chunk of code out of the main line, the main program, and put it in a subprogram or a module. And I'm saying, go do the module, and when you're done, come back. Programmers do this a lot because if they wrote everything just in a great big long line, it's hard to follow. So they go out and do a module to calculate something. They go out and do a module to test and come up with an answer. They go out and do modules for a variety of things. And when they finish with the module, they return. So it says, go and perform this. And when it's done, come on back and continue on your way. Okay. So that is your homework for this week. Okay. Questions? Yes.
How are we supposed to answer this?
Well, in this one again, you'll come up with 6 numbers. Because I said display to all. To order, display to order, so each time through you're going to display.
Oh, no, I meant like, how do we answer it for the homework?
Yeah. My favorite way would be to just write the answers on email, and that saves me a lot of time. If you want to, you can write the answers on the paper and send it back to me. You can do it on a Word document and send it to me. I think I'm basically saying I don't care as long as I get the right answers, okay? And they're readable and legible. Okay, the next class thing that I put under assignments was an in-class logic exercise. We're going to start that now. And the ones we get done today, you're not responsible for doing because you signed the attendance sheet, and so I'll check it off that you did them. But we're going to continue on it with Tuesday. We may not finish it, but we're going to continue it on with Tuesday. And the ones we do, if you're here on Tuesday also, then you can pretty much, you'll get to check them all off. Okay, and won't have to do the assignment. If you're at home, you really should check out the smart board because the answers are going to sort of be on there. So, either way, this is more of an exercise, but I want everybody to go through the exercise. Either in class or at home. So, what I started out here is I've given you a flowchart and I've given you pseudocode. We've been looking at pseudocode more, so now I'm going to look at the flowchart more. So what I've got here is I said declare the variables. So I declared a bunch of variables. And I'm taking in input, let's say, from a screen. So I'm having somebody input, and that's the ID number. And then we have the name. And then we have pay per hour. And then we have hours worked. Something like that. Let's try that again. HOURSWK. So that's the data that's coming in. So I'm pretending that a user is sitting at the screen and the user's typing in that data as input. So the next thing I say is, okay, calculate the pay by multiplying those two things together. So I multiply 25 by 20 together, and what do I get?
1,000.
25 times 20? 25 times 20 gets it for 1,000. 500. So I calculate the person's pay, and it's 500. And then I calculate their pay after taxes, etc., which is 80% of their pay, and I get 400. So then I say display. So on the screen, I am going to put up 11111, because that's who John Doe is. And then I'm putting up John Doe. And then I'm putting up his pay. And then I'm putting up his pay after. So the output is telling me what I want to produce as output. So the output I'm showing on the screen is the ID and the name the person typed in, and then the result of the calculations they did based on the numbers that were typed in. Okay. So, I've got input coming in, I do some calculations, and I put out some output. Okay, moving on to the next one. This one is the module. So, to do this one, I come down and it says, go do calculate pay. I go do it, when I'm done, I return. And basically, this one does exactly the same result because I took in the same information. When I go to the module, I calculate the pay the same way. I calculate the pay after the same way, and so I'm getting exactly the same result that I got for the first one. I'm going to see 1111 John Doe 500 400 again, just like I saw for the first one. Number three. And number four. Notice the input. It's ID number, name. I'm reading there from the input box. ID number, name. S is the pay code. Zero is the pay per hour. Zero is the hours worked. $52,000 is the salary. Okay, so this particular file has a code that tells whether it's a salary employee or an hourly employee. If they're an hourly employee, as Linda French is, I put in the pay per hour, the hours worked, and the salary is zero. If they're a salaried worker, then the pay per hour and the hours worked is zero, but the salary has an entry. Okay? In the module that I go to, I need to know whether it's an H or an S. So I'm asking. Now, I am making an assumption here. And my assumption is that my data is clean, which means there is no other code other than S or H in the data. And at a well-run company, that will be true. They will check the data before it becomes permanent, and they will make sure that S's and H's are all that's there. In a not-so-well company, I wouldn't trust it. And I would ask if I got a no to our pay code equal to H, I would ask if pay code equal to S. Okay? And I would put out an error if it was neither equal to H or S. So it basically depends on whether you trust the data or not. And in some companies you trust it, and in other companies not so much. Okay? So, I'm saying here, if the pay code is H, I'll take the Y branch. If it's not, I'll take the N branch, knowing that it's an S. Okay? So, what am I going to get for output on this one? What's my first output going to be? And this is what I want for output. Output is ID, name, pay, and pay after. Okay. So Ann Smith is going to be, go in first of all, and she's going to go up here. And which branch is she going to take? No. And so calculate pay equals salary. What's the salary going to be? Divided by 52, so her weekly salary is what?
A thousand.
Her weekly salary is $1,000. Now, everybody gets 80%, so I closed off the if, and everybody drops down here and gets 80%. So 80% is 800, right? So she's going to be 11111, and Smith. She's going to have 1,800. Okay? And so then I return and I wrote that out. Now, if the person that was entered in was Linda French, she took the H branch, what was her pay? storming. Same thing, 1,000. And so it would be the same thing here. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, Linda French is 1,800, just like that.
Okay. Okay, so now let's look at the next one. In here, I am checking something, and notice what is coming in. The first field is ID, because that's what I said it was up in the input. The second field is location. So Fall River, Providence, New Bedford, whatever. The third thing is department, so 22-19-14. And the fourth thing is budget. 600,000, 400,000, 300,000. So go through this and figure out what would be written out for 5, 6, and 7. And notice what I want on the output. I want ID number, message, location, department, and budget. I don't want you to do the calculation. I want the message.
On all of these, I am putting out the output is the ID number, and then I'm putting out the message, which is going to say cut something or other, and then I'm putting out the location, which is Fall River, the department, which is 22, and the budget, which is 600,000. So the only thing that is going to not come from the input is going to be the message. And so going through this one, I input ID, location, department, budget, and then I go to the budget message module. So what's going to happen with the first one? What is my message going to be?
Cut 3%.
Cut 7%.
Cut 7%.
Right? Because I'm saying, is department greater than 15? Yes, 22 is greater than 15. Is budget greater than 500,000? Yes, it is. So therefore, the message is cut 7%. The next one is going to be what?
Cut
5%. Okay. And it's going to have the Providence 19 and the 400,000. Okay, so what I've got there is department greater than 15?
Yeah.
Yes. Is budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No. So it's a cut 5%. What about the last one? It's going to be what?
Cut
3%. And it's going to be the 14 and 300,000. Okay, now that got 3% because is department greater than 15? No. So the message is cut 3%. Okay. Okay, now let's look at the next three. That last one was an and relationship. This one is an or relationship. So what are the three things I'm going to see on this one?
Okay, what are you getting on this one? What's the eighth one?
6%. Okay, you've got the cut 6%. And what is the ninth one?
Cut 3%.
3%?
4%.
4%?
3%.
3%.
All right, well, I've got an argument about that one. What's 10?
4%.
Somehow the pen is not aligned down there. Okay, so we start out, and the first one is department greater than 15, and it is, so I get a cut 6%. The next one is department greater than 15? No. It's 15. If I said greater than or equal to, it would be, but it's not. So I go over. Is budget greater than 500,000? No. So therefore, what is it going to be? 3%. And on the last one, is department greater than 15?
No.
Is budget greater than 500,000?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm getting the cut 4%.
Okay, look at the next three. Next two, as it turns out. Did I skip one?
No, there's four questions. There's two on the
other. Oh, that's right. Duh. Next four questions. Actually, I thought I'd skip one when I noticed it was 13.
what I've got here is department greater than 15, and either budget greater than 500,000, or spent greater than 250,000. But if department's not greater than 15, I don't ask anything else. So if this was being done to display in access, forgetting about the messages, I would have department greater than 15 on both the criteria line and the OR line. And then I'd have the question about budget on the criteria line and the question about spent on the OR line. Okay. Now, these have four different messages, notice. So, basically, this could not be done as a compound because every possibility has got a different result. So these couldn't be combined, okay? So looking at number 11, what's the answer? Number 11.
Oh, good.
1,111.
Huh?
Okay, just a message. I'm not interested in you doing the calc. Just the message. Put out the message, cut 3%. And the reason is department greater than 15? No. So it is cut 3%. Okay, because if the department's not greater than 1,500, it's cut 3%. Okay, on the next one, what is it?
5%.
Because department's greater than 15, budget is not greater than 500,000, but spent is greater than 250,000. So it's 300,000. So that's going to get me a cut 5%. Okay, number 13, what is that getting me?
5%.
Pardon?
5.
5. Same logic. Okay, because it is departments greater than 15. Budget is not greater than 500,000, but spent is greater than 250. And what about the last one?
4%.
And it's because the department's greater than 15, but the budget is not greater than 500,000, and spent is not greater than 250. So therefore, we get cut 4%. Questions?
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Write this down?
Pardon me?
Do we need to write this down and send it to you?
No. If your name is on the attendance sheet, you have already got credit for 1 through 14. Okay? We're going to look at some more next week on Tuesday. And so if you get some more, we get more done on Tuesday, then presumably you won't have to do any of them. But if we don't get all the way through it on Tuesday, then you have to do the ones we didn't get through. Next Thursday, I've got several guest speakers coming in that are alumni of the CI department at Bristol. And they're going to talk about their jobs and what they do and all that good stuff. So on Thursday, there are going to be some speakers coming in. And they may or may not take the whole period. I'll have a backup plan if they don't, but if they take the whole period, they take the whole period. Okay? So, we will finish this up on Tuesday. You've now got credit for 1 through 14.